subordinate every earthly interest. My dear brethren and sisters, I speak to you in words of love and tenderness. Every earthly interest must be made subordinate to the great work of redemption. Remember that in the lives of the followers of Christ must be seen the same devotion, the same subjection to God's work of every social claim and every earthly affection, that was seen in his life. God's claims must ever be made paramount. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Christ's life is our lesson book. His example is to inspire us to put forth untiring, self-sacrificing effort for the good of others. Every power of God's servants is to be kept in continual exercise to bring many sons and daughters to God. In his service there is to be no indifference, no selfishness. Any departure from self-denial to self-indulgence, any relaxation of earnest supplication for the Holy Spirit's working, means so much power given to the enemy. Christ is reviewing his church. How many there are whose religious life is their own condemnation? God demands that which we do not give, unreserved consecration. If every Christian had been true to the pledge made on accepting Christ, so many in the world would not have been left to perish in sin. Who will answer for the souls who have gone to the grave unprepared to meet their Lord? Christ offered himself as a complete sacrifice in our behalf. How earnestly he worked to save sinners! How untiring were his efforts to prepare his disciples for service! But how little we have done! And the influence of the little that we have done has been terribly weakened by the neutralizing effect of what we have left undone, or undertaken and never brought to completion, and by our habits of listless indifference. How much we have lost by failing to press forward to accomplish our God-given work. As professed Christians, we ought to be appalled by the outlook.